It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thousands of Venezuelans turned out to vote today in a presidential election that pits longtime leader Hugo Chavez against a younger, more moderate rival, Enrique Capriles. Chavez, a fiery left-wing leader, has irritated Washington with his anti-American rhetoric, but he's also won support among many poor Venezuelans for his social programs. NPR's Juan Ferrero is in Caracas covering the story. And Juan, Chavez has been in office, 14 years. This election poses the most serious challenge to his rule since then, I understand. Could he lose?
Yeah, there's a huge difference between this one and all the others. This is one that Chavez may lose. Chavez still has the upper hand. He has an incredible bond with his followers, and he has a lot of oil money for his campaign. But Enrique Capriles has really excited a lot of people. He's different from any other opposition candidate. He's charismatic. He's touched a chord. And the country's facing some serious problems. A crime rate that's out of control, public services that are falling apart. So he's hoping that he may just get enough votes to take him over the edge and to beat Chavez.
After 14 years, is there any palpable sense of Chavez fatigue in Venezuela?
I think there is. And again, we have to go back to the problems in Venezuela, some serious problems. And so you're having people in the barrios, people who in the past supported Chavez, who are now saying they're going to support Capriles. The big question mark here is the number of people who've told pollsters that they are undecided. The question is, will they turn for Capriles once they're in the ballot box casting their ballot?
This election is being closely watched around the world, in part because of Venezuela's importance when it comes to oil.
Oil is vital in Venezuela, and I think people are watching it in part because Venezuela now sits on what are the largest certified oil deposits in the world, bigger than Saudi Arabia. And Venezuela is a major supplier to the U.S. Now, Chavez has used that oil to fund social programs and his projects overseas and his campaigns. And so if he were to lose, the new president would likely be much more open to private oil investment in Venezuela. I think Capriles would continue to use oil wealth for social programs, though.
That's NPR's Juan Ferrero covering the Venezuelan elections from Caracas. Juan, thanks.
Thank you.